Hello everybody, bonjour tout le monde. My name is David Dawson. I work as the Atlantic Coordinator with the Canadian Community Economic Development Network, amongst other activities. And I'd like to welcome back our online listeners and also everybody here in the room at the lovely Battery Hotel in St. John's, Newfoundland. We're going to have a session now. We're going to adjust the mics, and then we're going to have a session on conceptualizing the social economy, what's in a definition. And in an instant, I will introduce our first speaker. I've been involved in a number of definition exercises, and the one that comes to mind most clearly is the lengthy, complex process that went into defining sustainable development. And given that there's such an authoritative definition of sustainable development, it's disappointing how poorly understood and implemented it is. So I hope we'll do much better with defining and implementing the social economy. So for the listeners online, I encourage you to get in your questions early if you have questions, and you can submit questions to by email to seproject@msvu.ca. So that's just seproject, all one word, at msvu.ca. And I'd like to introduce our first speaker, and this is Omer Chouinard. Omer is professor en études de l'environnement à l'Université de Moncton. So he's a sociologist and works in environmental studies at the Université de Moncton. So the presentations for each of the speakers are online, and you should be able to follow them through the website. And as I said before, please send in your questions early if you have them. Omer.
Thank you, David. Just to start now. That's okay like that. Just to start. Okay. I bring some brought some definition, but you know, it's any definition are perfect, you know, and it depends the context where you are. And I think that's important to say that at the beginning, because when I intervene generally, I try to reconcile, you know, the social economy and sustainable development, because it's the theme of the project. It's the focus on the project in Atlantic, social economy and sustainability. And for me, when we talk about social economy and when we talk about sustainable development, you know, the one of a concept who hit me all the time, it's the vulnerability of the planet, you know, because we are the year on the planet in 2008, but the vulnerability of the population who are living in the community. That's the first. You can switch. Did I have a switch? Pardon me? Okay. Non, mais je vais pas reprendre. I don't come back on this, you know. Yes, okay. Okay. But sometimes, you know, it's because, you know, my English is not very clear, because my two sons, Mathieu and Christian, I hope they are not listening to me, because when they are listening to me, they said, are you sure that the English people understand you when you are speaking? You know, that's just to underline. just to underline that. Okay, that's okay now. It's why maybe if you don't understand me, it's the reason why. Okay. Okay. Did I have a switch to switch that? I have a pointer? No.
No, can we do it for you?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can do, you can do everything that you want. I'm flexible, you know. Okay. No problem there. Okay. What's happened there? Okay, that's it. Okay. The definition, you know, what we are starting, you know, it's generally the definition of the Rosh. I don't want to mention any name, you know, from Quebec and so on, because the people are living, and when the people are living, it's difficult, you know, to justify. When people is dead, you know, it's dead now, you know. The social economy is based on the democratic life of association that form an enterprise in order to produce goods and services. But generally, you know, it's the definition that we adopt, you know, that we operate with. But I discussed with Jean-Marc during the break, you know, when we talk about the association in the 19th century, the association was a very broad aspect of what we have today. Today we have an association for the cancer, an association for earth, an association for teeth, for brain. You have an association for everything, you know. And that's the difference, you know, with the association that we have in 19th century. I appreciate that Jean-Marc mentioned that, you know, during the break. And all that is volunteer. And as I mentioned, you know, the importance of when we are working in social economy, the importance, you know, of the vulnerability, you know. Associative life, cooperative and mutual as part of social economy. This includes work done by community group working for environmental health. And in the area where I intervene, you know, when I have a command from a small local government that they have a problem of adaptation for erosion or for sea level rise, you know, because, you know, as the people are voluntary, the mayor is not paid. We use different projects, but we use the same approach, the PAR approach that we use for social economy. And just to clarify that, in the broader sense, all activity that contribute to a better society, a better structure for life, collectivity versus individual or private, are part of the social economy. In the sense that if the people are are vulnerable, and that it's very important that we consider that, and the focus has to be on the collectivity. The focus has to be of the general interest and not of the private interest. That's what I mentioned before. And that's important. We adapt, you know, this strategy to when we start, you know, with the community, is the co-construction of the object. Because, you know, the expert today have not all the answer. The answer provides also from the local people. And that's very important, you know, that if we want that at the end, the product that they will come from this research, from this participatory research, the people can use that to bargain, to negotiate with government, negotiate with the private organization. They can use that because it's on their logic, but integrate, you know, the best information, you know, from science, but there are local experience too. And that's very important, you know, that at the end something they have something in their hand that they can work with, that they can use, and that's very important. That's when we talk about co-construction and the collective interest and to build, you know, community capacity in the community. And I just take some example, you know, that we are involved also, you know, in the project in the Burkina Faso. That it's then the project is community-based management on the ecosystem approach. And when the people from the small farmer from Burkina Faso are coming to visit, you know, real local harvest. And generally, you know, they identify that the problem is in entrepreneurship. But at the end, when they came, they said, yes, it's entrepreneurship, but it's a collective entrepreneurship. We try, you know, that the project that we're involved, you know, that something stay, and the people, when they are going back in their community, they know that that if they want to succeed, and the people who are vulnerable, they have to work together. They have to share. They have to, and that's very important. And it's the same, you know, for the sea level rise that I mentioned before. You know, I will pass on the other. And when, how do we proceed? You know, when an idea of a project arises, research and practitioner negotiate. The research objectives as possible and the possible outcome, you know. At the end, it will be your research. At the end, it will be your product, and at the end, it's you that we have to use that. And we go to the calendar and the responsibility that they have, the responsibility to use that for the benefit of the collectivity and the general interest and so on. And that's very important, you know, that the inclusion of the local knowledge, that's my teach, that the inclusion of the local knowledge, you know, is crucial in each project. That's very important. And another project, I think, that is very important, you know, that we have to consider, that it's, for instance, you know, in Lamec, you know, that's the poster is behind there. That's the intercooperation. How, you know, the consumer co-op, the fisheries co-op, and credit union co-op collaborate together for the benefit of all the collectivity. For instance, you know, the fund, because they had donation fund at the end of the year, and donation fund. It's for the last 5 years, it was $660, you know, for the three co-ops. But they use that, you know, for the co-op of renewable energy. This group bargained with a private company in Spain, you know, for a wind farm. They use that also for the Center of Interpretation of Cooperation in the Akkadian Peninsula. They use that. They have a strategic way to use that is to the benefit of the collectivity and the general interest. You know. And what is interesting, you know, for this monography that we are doing with sub-node 1, actually. And it's very important to understand, you know, that to use the way, for us, you know, the social innovation, it's coming from the community. We use, you know, what they are doing to, after that, you know, to expand on the other area, what they are using for the better benefit of the collectivity. But as researcher, we must keep thinking of what we will left behind. Are we building local capacity? Do the people have tools to continue to evolve? You know, in the knowledge mobilization, we talk about involving and evolving that at the end the other question that is coming, and they have the capacity to go further, or they have the capacity to use some people to go further, and not necessarily us, but other people, but this capacity, it stay, they have that in their hand. And how do we encourage local entrepreneurship of the project? I think, five minutes, and I'm okay. What we are living from the field, what we are learning from the field. Partnership is essential. For instance, watershed association and municipality. Watershed association, it's a good example because they are working on the water, and the water, you know, it serves all the general interest, not just one group. The farmer are using water, you know, the simple citizen are using water, that they care, are using water, and how we better manage, you know, the water in the area. And when we were at the end of this project, you know, we go to 7 area to explain, you know, what we did, and did we collected correctly, you know, what you mentioned when you did the survey. It's very important, you know, because at the end this product, they will have to use that for their own benefit. And what I mentioned, you know, the it was the same for the, that at the end, that's okay. No, no problem. It's at the end. I don't know why it should become okay. And, okay? I don't know, it's okay. Okay. And what we are learning, research in the social economy, it's about involving and evolving. And as the challenge for us, you know, how to better deserve the vulnerable population, the vulnerable community. And it is a long-term process for each community that we involve. Per year, it's about 7 to 8 meetings. It's a very demanding process. It's the same that, you know, when you intervene with a child, if you want to say, you know, as I was discussing with somebody from PI one time, it says, you know, if we want to work, you know, correctly in the watershed, you have to work the same that you are working with your child. Tender, love, and care. And I think it's the same, you know, for social economy, and the same for sustainable development, for sustainability. Meetings face-to-face are numerous and on a regular basis, and it is a movement of back and forth between what we have done in the past and where we are now. And generally, you know, sometimes they let us to start. And at the middle of the meeting, he says, "No, it's not exactly what we mean by that." And we have to reformulate, you know, the process where we are. 2 minutes, that's okay. That's what. Thank you very much.